and the tools they could use by hand mm-hmm. for their gardens and like that.
After the horse went through with a plow, how would you break that ground up then?
With a hoe and a shovel, mostly a hoe.
You didn't have discs or
We didn't have anything like that, a harrow or a disc or nothing. Uh-oh.
Just
that was chop. It. That was hard work.
Yes, it would be. Did they ever grow wheat around here very much?
Never heard of it.
How about
none?
How would they harvest the hay?
Well, they harvest it different now. We used to harvest it, we'd just raise it, and then they'd go out and cut it. They'd have a big mowing machine. They would go from farm to farm and cut it, and then you'd go out and rake it. Most all, any size farm with a lot of cattle, they would have the big rakes. Sometimes they would do all of it. The man that was doing the cutting would also do the raking. And then the family would pitch hay. I pitched many a load of hay. We'd pitch it into the wagon, the big wagon with the team, mm-hmm. and then take it up to the barn, to the big barn, and then pitch it up into the loft.
I see.
Just, it wasn't baled.
Did they ever keep it out in the field and mounds?
They're doing that more now than they did then. Of course, they're raising so much more than they used to. And besides, they have a lot of cattle now that just goes up and eats off of the thing.
Did they used to have a tall stack or not?
In the early days, they didn't leave much hay in the field. Mm-hmm. But now they do. They're every so often, or maybe if they have different pastures where they'll leave hay in each mm-hmm. one. Not baled. But still, most of the hay right now is baled and put in dry.
I was wondering if they call it
a hay stack. Yeah.
And the smaller ones, would they call it a hay shock or?
Well, a hay shock, I guess, would be something that was permanent where the cattle could just go eat into it. Wouldn't you think? I'm not familiar with that.
There's some interesting words there that I've heard, and I wasn't sure what they said around here. Whether it was a hay shock or a hay rick or hay mow.
Yeah, hay stack. But now, right now my brother's on a farm and has about 60 head of stock, and he has all of his hay cut and baled in the field, and then hauled to the barn.
I see, straight to the barn.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned making wine, I forgot to ask you, what did you use to stop up the bottle?
We had a stopper.
Stopper of what?
Had a little old stopper. It was kind of like, I don't know what to compare it to. You'd put your foot on it, had a little foothold, put your foot on it, and then pull down the lever, and it would have a stopper on it, and it'd click.
I see.
A bottle stopper.
Bottle stopper made of...
Kind of like... Coca-Cola still uses that kind. It just goes on.
I see. Uh-huh. You didn't use cork.
Set them up, you know. No, well, later on, in the gallon jugs we did. They'd get the corks.
Mm-hmm. But this was just a regular machine
And the home brew was the same. We'd make the home brew. That's what I had was my thinking about the stopper.
I see.
The home brew.
I also forgot to ask you, when you went to the store and would buy a dress, say, or buy some cloth, I'd be interested to know how the... You say things weren't packaged. I would be interested to know how the merchants